All right, yeah. Rabosai, let's begin. We are picking up. We are picking up. Baruch Hashem, bottom of page, Resh Mem Beis. So remember, again, the Mechaber introduced the section yesterday that was dealing with, or not yesterday, I'm sorry, on Wednesday, that was talking about the dramatic issue that occurs in the event that children go off the derech, that children go ahead and kind of adopt a different way than their parents. What is the proper parental response for that? How should parents deal with such a circumstance like that? See, again, the Mechaber says that sometimes parents mistakenly think that tough love is the approach, that kind of an iron hand, a strong fist is the, not in a physical way, of course, but the idea in an emotional way is the approach. And the Mechaber, of course, says that we know that doesn't get us anywhere. Then a person can fall into a state of despair, a state of yeush, a state of anger, a state of blame. But at the end of the day, we know those things get us no further as well. See, thank you so much. Thank you. Therefore, it's at the bottom of page Resh Mem Beis, last two lines. L'rov, yiladim elu shiyatzu l'tarbus ra, kiblu bekatnusam makos achzorios, o shikiblu albonos. And here the Mechaber says something that's dramatically amazing. If you accept the premise that people at their core are good, people at their core want to do the right thing, people at their core really are holy, and when you see someone do something unholy, generally it's because of something else that is going on in their life or something else that has happened to them perhaps in their earlier years. So he says, more often than not, when children make bad decisions, meaning spiritual decisions, children, so he says, kiblu bekatnusa makos achzorios. Maybe they were hit as children. Now, by the way, being hit over here doesn't have to mean physically. What it means is maybe they suffered. Maybe they had some kind of difficulty as children. And by the way, I want to be clear. The difficulties may have not come from the parents. Let's be clear about that also. That sometimes in life, children suffer through difficulties that have nothing to do with their parents, nothing to do with their homes, but their difficulties and their challenges that ultimately represent setbacks in life. Oshi kiblu albonos, they were put down. They were degraded, they were humiliated, they suffered different ways. And the idea is that sometimes, we see this maisim b'chol yom, sometimes people suffer setbacks in a variety of ways, and for whatever the reason, the lightning rod for that anger and that angst becomes God and becomes religion. It has nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has nothing to do with Yiddishkeit, but for whatever the reason, that becomes the lightning rod for their pain, that becomes the lightning rod for all of their difficulties. So therefore the Mechaber says like this, if I accept the fact that people are good, and therefore when I see good people do something bad, generally it's because of something else that's happened in their life. He says, Bevadai, lo yoil lahafil aleim achshav, lachatz nosaf, shal kasash leim tabav reish mem gimel. Therefore I will say, if a person went ahead and ultimately made his mistakes, if a person goes ahead and chose this negative path because of bad things that happened to him or her in their younger years, so patching them more now is not going to help. Right? So again, if chas v'shalom, my child is now made a bad life spiritual decision, and I know, even if I don't know what it is, I know my child is good, and I know that stuff must have happened. There must have been setbacks, there must have been difficulties, there must have been some type of traumatic circumstance. So therefore, again, dealing with them now, giving them another lachas, giving them another patch, like emotional patch, giving them another spiritual patch, getting angry at them, getting upset at them is not going to do anything. So what's the derech? El haderech hatova biyoser davka, laharif aleim harbe chom, the Ahava. When Chas Shalom, I see my child go off the derech and make bad decisions, the way to interact with them is additional love. Additional love. Blanket them with love. Blanket them with warmth. V'mischasku ahorim lahamin b'Hashem v'shak kol ha'tova. And if the parents work on their emunah and they recognize that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything is for good, v'yifalu al pi haklalim shalamanu, and they implement the principles that we saw earlier, v'yitaknu mashitzarech, and they fix that which needs to be fixed, v'yashkiyu es kol kolcham umirtzam v'tzaram b'tzila, and they go ahead and they channel all of their energy, all of their pain, all of their difficulty into prayer, shebari olam yirachim v'yatzil es binam, and they daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should somehow save their child, Yisku az liros es benam obitam chozum derech hayasher. They will merit to see their son or their daughter return to the proper path. Now, I want to qualify this statement a little bit. You know, the Mechaber often speaks in black and white and in absolutes. Life is often not black and white and is often not governed by absolutes. What the Mechaber is saying as a principle is Osai, that if you blanket people with love, if you blanket people with love, and you daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to intervene, you know, the Ribono Shel Olam inspires people, the Ribono Shel Olam puts thoughts in people's minds, he doesn't interfere in our Bechira, but he nudges us sometimes, he nudges us, he pushes us, he puts us in the right place at the right moment, he implants the right sapling of a thought in the right moment. So if a parent goes ahead and blankets their child with love, and davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm heartbroken over the decisions my child has made. I'm not going to chas v'shalom fight with them. I'm not going to argue with them. By the way, this is with older children. This is not talking about with younger children. I want to be clear. With younger children, you do fight with them. With younger children, you do push them. With younger children, you know, as I mentioned this before, parents today are scared to parent because they think that if I discipline my child, he's going to go off the derech. Right? I can't say anything to my 7-year-old because he's going to go off the derech. That's unfortunately an abdication of parental responsibility. It is a job of a parent to push. And it is a job of a parent ultimately to go ahead and not even just nudge, but push. Of course, even that has to be done with love. And even that has to be done with concern. And even that has to be done bechachma. He's talking about older children over here. My older child has made a decision. And the truth is, there comes a certain point in time, I can't force my kid. I mean, generally, we can't force our children to do anything. But certainly, as they get older, I can't force my children to do certain things. So what do? Number one, when I see that they've made bad life spiritual decisions, I love them. I blanket them with warmth. I blanket them with unconditional love. I dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Ribono Shel Olam should put in their heart, should put in their soul a desire to be close to Him and a desire to return. And the Mechaber says, my child will come back. Now, I would just qualify that and just make the following statement. My child will come back. My child will come back. Now, perhaps again, it might be my child. Perhaps it might be my grandchild. Perhaps it might be my great-grandchild, but at some point in time, someone comes back. So, you know, the Chazon Ish said, the Chazon Ish often remarked about the dynamic of Baal Tshuva. He says, how could it be at the end of the day, you see these circumstances of Baal Tshuva, you see these circumstances of people who return to Yiddishkeit from absolutely nothing. So the Chazon Ish said, you know, for every Baal Tshuva, there was a parent or a grandparent or a great-grandparent who left the fold. And for every child who left the fold, there was a Jewish mother or a Jewish grandmother or a Jewish father who cried such tears to the Ribono Shel Olam. I can't believe my child is gone. I can't believe my son has done this. I can't believe my daughter has done this. So the Chazon Ish says, what do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with those tears? He says, those tears are the most healing of tears. Those tears are the holiest of all tears. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves them. And when he finds the right keli, when he finds the right utensil, he puts those tears into that utensil. He says, that's what sparks tshuva. The tears of an altar baba, the tears of an altar zeid, that's what sparks tshuva within a person. That's the Mechaber saying over here. If I blanket my child with love, and I daven on their behalf, they'll return. They'll return. Maybe themselves, or maybe some future generation, but they will come back. He goes on, he says, Horim elu zochim letzion tov ma'od b'mivchan ha'emunah. Parents like this receive a very good mark in the realm of emunah. V'im yamshichu ba'avod b'tfila kamachrei shi'iskap ramatzov yuchlu liskos shebenam yagia gam la'asigam gidolim chayim b'chayiv. And even if my child comes back, and I still continue davening, and I still continue blanketing them with love, not only will my child come back, but I'll be zochem meretz Hashem to be able to see my child accomplish great things. Lumazos, mi shalom istakel be'inayim shal emunah ala bayo she'yishlo, rak midar der yosra v'yosra li'yosra l'kas, lo rak she'no mo'il bazel atakin es ha'matzov, ava alu laros od yosra. And we'll say, what's the alternative? The alternative to this is to get angry. The alternative to this is to experience yeyush. And we'll say, what happens when you deal with any life circumstance, with anger and with yeyush? And we'll say, what happens? It just makes it worse. Adam zeh nichsha b'mivchan ha'emuna. A person like this fails the test of emuna. Va'av sheyitan shezeu nisayon kasha. Hayeyu shulo mashiyo lachalzo in amatzav she'alav niklatz. Nikla. So we'll say at the end of the day, the only alternative to what the Mechaber is suggesting is kasa yeyush, anger and despair. And anger and despair solve absolutely nothing. Therefore, says the Mechaber, the choice in life is quite clear. Blanket my child with love, daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for incredible siyata d'shmaya. Of course, what he's not addressing here, but it's understood, is figure out as a parent. Sometimes as a parent, there are things that I can do also. There are things that I am doing which perhaps may make things worse. There are things that I can be doing which could make things better. Obviously, all three of these things, in a joint concerted effort, have the greatest ability to affect dramatic change on behalf of my child. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up middle of Reish Mem Gimel, Emir Tzeshem, next week.